Good afternoon. Welcome to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. We have a special guest today. Her name is Michelle Booker, and I can't wait to speak to her. I'm so super excited, and I hope you will be as excited as I am as you listen to our wonderful show that we have planned for you today. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-826-9733. That number, once again, is 347-826-9733. And today we're going to be talking about, following up on last week's show, empowerment, sense of self, loving yourself, taking that time out alone to get some mental peace and emotional peace that we all need, because sometimes we just have a little bit going, too much going on in our lives, and we need a bit of balance. So I have Ms. Booker here to talk with us about how we can find some balance and some mental peace for ourselves. So let's welcome her to Get Deep and Keep It Real. Hi, Michelle. How are you? This is Camella.
Hi, Camilla. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me. As I was saying,
I'm so interested in how to educate others on finding balance and just, you know, some mental quiet time and emotional quiet time that I think is so important in our busy lives that we have today. And I'm hoping you can share some insight on that for us today.
Sure. I focus a lot on that. I started my organization because I needed that. You know, I think as women, we tend to keep going and keep going and keep going and extending ourselves and burn ourselves out, and we never leave enough time for ourselves, and we put ourselves on the back burner, you know, way too much, and we don't realize that we need to take care of ourselves. It just kind of escapes us until it's kind of like too late and we're burnt out and all kind of bad things happen. But I started these in-home wellness parties to kind of kind of like a remedy to that. You know, women, we don't need to find a reason to get together. We love getting together with the girls, you know, whether it be just a girls' night out or, you know, be any type of party. You know, there's a lot of in-home parties, from Mary Kay to pole parties to, you know, these in-home parties. So what I decided to do is to kind of bring wellness into the homes and make a night out of it and make it fun and getting your girls together and providing tips to help to alleviate stress and to help better take care of ourselves and give different types of methods, and whether it be nutrition and talking about foods that give us energy or foods that zap our energy, or fitness, what fitness, you know, modality works best for you, or spiritual, you know, alternative healing. You know, I've done a lot of experimented with a lot of things and learned a lot of things about your energy and your body and how it works. And, you know, I've had reflexology, acupuncture. So, you know, I have a well of information to share with ladies, and I put it into this package and put it into these parties so that we can learn how to take better care of ourselves so we could benefit our families and lead happier lives.
Right. I was so excited when I saw your website, which is Sense of Self Wellness. Please check it out. And I was just very, you know, excited and ecstatic to find a one-stop shop, I like to call it, for us to go to find these things that I think are so important. And a lot of times we may feel overwhelmed as far as where to go to find, you know, a good place to get acupuncture or what exactly it is and this and that. So when I saw your website, I thought it was, you know, excellent, because I'm like, okay, this is a place where women can go to get educated about the various aspects of wellness, and that there are so many. There's not just one, so there might be, you know, something for everyone.
Definitely. There are a lot of aspects that we just don't know about, you know, things that have been practiced for a long time that we just weren't educated about. So I'm trying to bring that to this time, you know, and open a few minds to some new things that are very beneficial into helping, you know, whole body health.
Could you share with the audience why you decided to start this organization or this website and your foundation?
Yes. Well, I was married for 12 years, my ex, well, I'm divorced now, but my ex played professional football, and it was kind of easy to get wrapped up and lost in, you know, what he was doing. You know, he was displaying his talents and filling out his purpose and fulfilling his purpose, and I was his, you know, I was the wife. And I think what ultimately ended up hitting me was, you know, I was wife and then became mother, and I just kind of start feeling I didn't recognize myself in my own daughter. There was one point where I'm looking at my little girl and I'm like, well, what in the world? Who is she? You know, where did she come from? She is nothing like me. I need a maternity test because I don't know who this little girl is. But my family, you know, talking to family and my old friends, I'm like, you know, Michelle, that's you. You know, that's how you are, or that's how you were. And I'm like, well, what? So it made me take a close look. At myself, I'm like, wow, have I gotten that disconnected to who I was as a person? And I think what ended up happening, it's not that it was the marriage ultimately, you know, we parted ways, but I think what happened was before I got married, didn't have a firm grasp on my identity or what my purpose was before I took on these defining roles. You know, we all have roles in our lives, but we also have these purpose. You know, we're blessed with different gifts and different talents that we're supposed to utilize in order to fulfill a purpose. And a lot of times, you know, our purpose kind of gets put off to the side when we take on these roles as, you know, business women or wives or mothers. You know, we're in corporate America. We might be in a job that is paying our bills and, you know, supporting our lifestyle, but we're still not feeling fulfilled because it's not what we're passionate about. And we're not passionate about it because we're not utilizing our talents and our gifts. And so, you know, we get farther away from our purpose. And I believe that's kind of what happened. I didn't have a firm grasp on it before I took on these major roles. And, again, with my ex playing football, it was about him, you know, and his talents were displayed. And I was in my role 100% as wife and 100% as mother. And again, like I said, when I looked at my daughter and I didn't recognize my own self, I knew I needed to wake up and kind of get that connected. So I took some time to really do some deep soul searching. And I have a very open mind. So I, you know, a lot of friends I'm from San Francisco. So I grew up kind of in a melting pot. And I grew up with a lot of different cultures and exposed to a lot of different things. So, you know, I just started experimenting with things and learning how things could benefit me in a whole. And I felt that the things that I went through on my journey weren't to be in vain. And some of the things that I went through, I wanted to start helping others go through it, you know, get through it as well, so that, you know, I can serve my purpose. Helping others and going through what I went through, you know, it was tough. And I wish I had some of the things that I knew that now I wish I was aware of them years ago. You know?
I can totally identify. I mean, yeah. I'm reliving my own life listening to your story. I mean, I wasn't married to a professional athlete, but I was. I met my husband in the military, and then he left. And he went on to enroll in medical school. And so we did not have any children, but I still found myself taking on the role as the, you know, up-and-coming doctor's wife. Not, you know, not
exactly.
Quite yet.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
In the middle of his med school, he just, after 10 years, he decided, hey, this it wasn't for him. So, you know, it's like, you know, here I am, 35, having been married for 10 years. So, you know, that was still quite young. So like yourself, I can totally identify. I had to step out, and I actually moved out of the country for 3 years and lived overseas to kind of find myself, and lots of counseling and practicing, you know, different religions, just trying to get to know who I was.
Yes,
so I can totally identify and understand where you're coming from as well. And I guess that's why I wanted to start this show, to kind of, you know, stress to women, and not just women, just people in general, to, you know, take some time for you, know you, before you maybe step into a marriage or a relationship that's going to be long-term, you know. So, and it doesn't even have to be a marriage. Just, you know, I think we get so caught up these days, and we jump from high school to what we think we're supposed to do as far as college, this, that, and the other, never really taking the time to love us and get to know us. And sadly for myself, I mean, I kind of knew it, but 6 months ago, what really woke me up was I, out of the blue, was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I haven't shared this much with my callers yet, but here we go.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, thank goodness it was caught early. It's something that's easily, you know, to recover from. But the point is, I lost my voice for 3 months, and it was a wake-up call. You know, as much as I was, you know, I kind of took back myself and found myself, there were still points and times that I was, you know, I still wasn't speaking up for myself and still trying to care, not necessarily care too much for others, but taking more time for them than I was myself in my journey. And so I felt that in that time of silence, I was like, okay, it's time to regroup, and how can we start anew?
Yeah, you were forced to do it.
Exactly.
Wow. That's, you know, and that's where a lot of, you know, it gets back to the health, you know, and a lot of times people don't realize, or maybe they do and they just, it just doesn't hit them until something happens to them. But, you know, stress causes disease, you know. So
you
live a life full of stress, it's going to, you know, you might look on the outside, it might look like you're handling things well, but it manifests in different ways. And so your insides, you don't know what could be going on and manifesting if you're constantly under a certain amount of stress or things of that sort. So things like cancer or other diseases manifest due to stress. That's why it's very important that we take control of that and cater to that. It's for our well-being and for everyone else's, and people don't realize it sometimes as we start feeling guilty, like, oh, I'm being selfish. I'm putting this time into me, but if you don't do it, then you can't do anything for anyone else. And we don't look at it like that, unfortunately, you know. But
that's why we are here. We are going to empower and re-educate everyone out there you know, be a little selfish and take some time for themselves and understand that it's not about shopping. It's not about necessarily materialistic. It's not necessarily about, you know, how much money you have to spend to, you know, take that stress away. As I was saying on my show last week, very simple things like walking in nature, taking 5 minutes in the shower every day just to...
Oh, my goodness, love my showers.
shower time. Them. Lock the door.
Yes, my shower time. I value my shower time.
I always tell everyone, whether you have kids or not, put them to bed, lock your door, and you go in and you just have your at least 5 to 10 minutes in the shower just, you know, letting go. If you need to cry, let it out. If you need to scream, let it out.
That's why I talk about that too. Oh my goodness, that's my place. You know, it builds up. It's just not good to hold those tears in sometimes, and that's where I tend to go. You know, you know what? I'm stressed. I just need to release it. I'm gonna get in the shower real quick, have a good cry, and I come out feeling a little bit better. You know, something about the water is very cleansing. You know,
I think I'm probably going to age myself right now. There was some commercial when I was like a teenager, something about wash what is it, Watch That Gray Right Out, but I always say, you know, watch those ears right out.
Yeah, right out of my hair. Yeah. Well, we're probably about the same age. Because I remember that very well.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a little, like you said, it's not a lot. It doesn't, it's not that it costs a lot. I take morning walks every day, or for the most part every day. It's very, you know, the fresh air and being out in nature and just being in the moment is very nurturing. It doesn't cost anything. I take baths, like Epsom salt baths or sea salt baths. Of course, my showers, you know, things that we take for granted that we can sit and do, meditate, or, you know, just enjoy some silent time. We need that to regroup and recharge our batteries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one other thing that I was kind of thinking about today as I was, you know, preparing for the show is, you know, another thing that kind of helps with the stress and it may add to your stressful, I don't know, but juicing and, like, doing smoothies.
Yes.
It's just a way of kind of cleansing and kind of detoxing yourself.
Detoxing that body.
Right. So it helps get rid of some of the extra stress as well.
It does. What we put in our body, you know, we need food is for fuel. You know, a lot of times we eat because we like what it tastes. We like the taste, you know. But what it's meant for is to fuel, to give our bodies energy. And so we need to make sure we're putting the right things in there so that our bodies work properly, you know. And juicing is excellent, you know, those fruits and vegetables. And this detoxing, flushing out all that processed stuff, and, you know, it helps us not only on the physical, but it helps us spiritually as well. You know, our head is more clear when we have our bodies are pure and have some, you know, not all those toxins put in them. You know, I love juicing. Yeah.
Same here. It's one of my favorite, not new things to do. It's a lifestyle now for me. It's a way of life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a way of life. Juicing and making smoothies at least one or the other every day. I try to do it twice a day. Sometimes, you know, I don't accomplish that, but I don't beat myself up about it either.
Yeah.
I do
that's
feel
important
that.
Too. If you don't not beating yourself up over things, you know, just go with it. Try your best.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about as well was, I see here on your website, you guys also do life coaching. So I wanted to ask you to speak about that a little bit.
Life coaching, yes. I had a life coach and studied under a life coach for 2 years. And what I do as far as the life coaching is I teach how to put balance back into your life. You know, sometimes we have these lists and we can't get our to-do list taken care of because there's just so many things on there. So I set up a plan, and everybody, you know, you're asked to kind of just reevaluate what your priorities are first off, because priorities change. You know, we don't even realize it. And so what's working for you, what worked for you back then might not be what's working for you now. What was a priority a year ago might not be a priority now. So then that needs to get off, you know, take a step down. But we focus on what we think our priorities are. So it's kind of like a reevaluation of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have your priorities in order and you put yourself as a priority and the things that you need to do that will better you and which then better everyone else. Once you have those priorities in order, that's creating balance. But a lot of times on our list, we don't have us on our list, you know, especially even if you have kids. You have what your kids' priorities are, but you don't have necessarily what your priorities are to reach what you're trying to do. So, you know, maybe, you know, something that you might think is just the ultimate, it has to be done. It really doesn't have to be done. It's not a big a deal as you think. And so with the life coaching, it just kind of gets you to, it's more of accountability, you know. So you do the work. Yeah, you do the work. You kind of get your priorities and things in order, and we create balance and a life, you know, that you're happy with.
Right. So, I mean, just for some of my listeners who may not exactly know, so what, you know, would someone like call you and, you know, would they like explain to you what their situation is and then you come up with a plan for them and then they check back in?
Yes. We do a consultation and we talk about, what's going on and why, first off, why they felt, you know, what area in their life they might need some help. Because, you know, it might be some people might need help with relationships. You know, I focus more on balance and spirituality. But yeah, we get a view of what's going on and get a view, you know, get an idea of where you want to be, what your goals are, and we create a plan on how to make it happen in a great way. You know, nothing totally life altering unless that's something you're ready for or that's what you need. You know, but it's kind of interesting, you know, looking at yourself and seeing where you are, where you want to be, and how to, you know, what is realistic for you, you know, how to get there. So we create a map, and like I said, it's a lot of weeding out and cleansing and getting some of the stuff out that we thought we needed, but, you know, it's no longer working for us, you know, which we didn't even realize, because spring cleaning or, you know, just getting the stuff out that we don't use anymore and just getting rid of it. Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Now, I there's one other thing that I saw that was really interesting that I wanted you to tell our listeners more about is the Hot Hula Fitness. What's that all?
Yes. I'm a certified Hot Hula Fitness instructor. And what Hot Hula is, it's a total body workout, and it's inspired by the Polynesian dance, so hula, you know, like Hawaiian hula, which is really slow, Tahitian hula is very fast, and, you know, all the Pacific Islands down there. So the creator, her name is Anna Rita Sloss. She's from New Zealand, and she just took all the different styles of hula from the islands down there, from Fiji and Tahiti and Hawaii, and she implemented them, she put them into a workout program. And so it's done barefoot, you're in a sarong, and drum beats, and she mixes a little reggae in there. And why it's called hot, it's a lot of fun, but why it's called hot hula, it's not done in a hot room, it's no hula hoops involved, it's hula, so you're using your hips. But it's because, you know, with hula, a lot of it you're doing a squat, utilizes the, it focuses or emphasizes the larger muscle groups, like your quads and your glutes and your obliques and things like that. And so when you utilize those huge, those big muscles, you sweat a lot more. So that's where the hot comes in. So, you know, if you think about it, you know, you're doing a hula, and a lot of it you can do it slow. When you do something, you know, opposed to like Zumba, it's really fast and upbeat and high impact. Hot hula, some of the things, you can speed it up. If you do something really slow, you know, sometimes it's killing you because you're like, oh, can I just hurry up and do this? You're in a squat for the most part, and you're having to slowly control all those muscles. And it's pretty hard. It gets you sweating, you know, but it's a lot of fun. And the reason, one of the reasons why I decided to become an instructor, it fits well into what my mission is. And it's about self-esteem and self-awareness. And with that, it helps you to, you know, any age for this, it does any fitness level, any age, It helps you with your self-confidence. You know, when you feel like you look good. When you feel good, when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you're like, your power is limitless, you know.
Amen.
And it's a big self-esteem booster, this one. I love, you know, I love Hawaii. I love hula, so just kind of telling you it's happened this way. But hula dance is very spiritual. You know, hula is, it's not hula, this is an aerobic exercise, but hula is an art form, like Hawaiian hula, very spiritual. But this also, this aspect of it is, you know, you're doing it, and you're shaking the hips a little bit, you know, kind of getting that inner sexy back. You know, right now I'm teaching it at a 50-plus club. And so I'm teaching some more mature ladies that haven't, they haven't shaken their hips like that in a while. And so now they're getting it back, and they're like, "Hey, you know, look at me. I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, and I'm doing this little Ami move, and I'm shaking my hips, and you know, they're getting their little sexy back, and it just feels really good." So it's about self confidence and building self esteem, and this is a great exercise to do that.
Okay, well, it sounds like I'm going to have to invite you down to New Orleans and show us what's going on with that.
Oh, I have family down there.
Awesome.
That's not a funny bit. Yeah.
That sounds great. That sounds really good. And, you know, because I really wanted to stress is, you know, as I've been saying earlier, just like you said, balance. It's all about balance. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you know, and I love it
not
that you're saying,
all.
You know, 50 and over, you know, just it doesn't matter what age you are. You need to get up and get moving and finding some peace, just a little bit of everything. So I love that. And that's interesting because I've never heard of that before. So I was like,
yeah.
Cool. What is that? All I could think was hula hooping. I was like, mm-mm, it's not for me. But
yeah,
you just made it sound very sexy, very grown up,
very sexy,
very adult.
Very fun. Yes, and it takes you back to kind of vacation mode. You know, like I said, it's very, you do it barefoot, and you're in a sarong, and you're listening to drum beats and reggae.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I'm in the islands. It transports, you know, it takes you there. Yeah, put your mind in a reflective mindset.
I love it. All about transformation. That, you know, you were saying some things earlier, and I just wanted to go back to that about, you know, not being afraid to walk out on a limb on the ledge and just totally whatever you were doing yesterday, change it to something different today. Often I get teased. It's like, wow, how many jobs have you had? I've just gone from one industry to another as my heart led me, you know, okay, that doesn't work for me anymore, let's try something different. And I swear it seems like every 5 to 10 years I'm transforming myself or my career into something different.
Well, things change, so what's working for you, you know, you're doing it right. Find what's working for you at that time.
Exactly. And so I often try to encourage others, don't be content. You know, if you're not happy, take a chance. Don't live in fear. You know, go out on the limb. What do you have to lose? Nothing. You know, nothing.
Step out
at
of
all.
That comfort zone. That comfort zone.
Right.
Get like complacent and content, and you know, get comfortable, and you know, things might even become dysfunctional. And you know, that's when you start functioning your dysfunction. You know, not kind of being afraid, like you said, living in fear of stepping out of the unknown and change. You know, change could be a very good thing. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so if my listeners wanted to reach you, what's the best way for them to find your website, to contact you, to get more information?
Well, my website is yoursenseofself.com. That's yours, Y-O-U-R, yoursenseofself.com. Or I can be emailed at michelle@yoursenseofself.com. And I'm also on Facebook. And Twitter. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so my Facebook page is it's Sense of Self. Sense of Self. I think it's Sense of Self SOS. And SOS, like you said, you know, it's kind of like sending out that message for urgency and
urgency to get
connected to yourself. So yeah, my Facebook page is Sense of Self, and my Twitter is SOS_Sense of Self. Follow me on Facebook or Twitter, or you could email me.
Okay. So, everyone, I hope you had your pens and papers ready. But if not, check her out on Facebook. Check out my Blog Talk Radio site. I'll have more information there if you need it. You know how to contact me. That number is 347-826-9733. Once again, 347-826-9733. Well, let's thank our guest, Michelle Booker. Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful, awesome show. And I must admit, you're my first guest, so I'm super happy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Oh, I'm honored. Your first guest. Cool.
I'm so happy that we were able to work this out. And I really enjoyed the conversation. And I think we have done a great job as to giving women and anyone in general an alternative to an unhealthy, stressful lifestyle. So once again, I really want to thank you. And hey, like I said, if you're ever in New Orleans, please look me up. And
I will.
I'll be sure to reach out to you either on Facebook or at your email.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That was Michelle Booker with Sense of Self Wellness, and I hope you have really enjoyed the show today. There was lots of information that was given out. I learned a lot, and I hope sisters. So just take this week and make sure you find a way to love yourself and empower yourself, find some balance, and share that information with someone else. Because if you can help yourself, then it's much easier to help others. So remember that 5 minutes in the shower or 5 minutes in the car blasting the radio, just love you. And thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. See you next week.